it's meant to be. Meant to be.
Best variety, Mix 97 latest 5 to qualify this morning with the Mix 97 touchdown for a trip for two to Mexico.
Matt Rattan, Angela Snyder, who says hello to you, Sean. She's a loyal listener. She just can't always get through the phone lines. Well, it's a hard job. Aaron Gibbs, Amy Froughton, and Tara Mador.
Keep listening for the Mix 97 touchdown. Your chance to win a trip for two to Mexico. CA Travel, Transat Holidays will get you to and from Mix Nation with Foley bus lines. Mix 97 in Mexico, February 2020. Wrapping it up here this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe talking about fatigue, all the decisions we make on a daily basis. Adults on average, what was the number? Staggering number.
35,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have to think about some of those decisions we're not conscious of, right?
Yeah.
So, and
it's not like a major decision.
Right. There's like, you know, all it's on a continuum in terms of decisions, but they are all weighing on our brain and on our capacity to make good decisions.
Some people might say like doing the same thing every day is monotonous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you have to decide how you want your practice in life to look, right? So in terms of reducing decision fatigue, you know, that routine that we put in place, taking those smaller decisions out of the way. I guess I say smaller because they're things that can happen daily, but I actually think they're very important.
Yeah.
So in terms of exercise, what to eat, what to wear, all those kinds of things, if you reduce those, then you have room for the bigger stuff.
Give us a couple of strategies to work on.
Okay. So when it relates to work, understand that meetings that require high attention should be in the morning or just after lunch, because that's when your mental sharpness is high. Take the weekends off to allow rest from related decisions. Now, I do also work on weekends at times, and I think a lot of people do. But if you must work, try to limit that time to a suggested 1 to 2 hours maximum, so you're still leaving time. And if Monday decision-making really kind of weighs on you, do some planning on the Sunday. So it doesn't have to be work planning on the Sunday, but it can be, example, food planning. You know, what kind of evening routine do you have with the kids? So kind of do some planning for that ahead of time, and what commitments you have. Avoid impulsive decisions, because whenever we make an impulsive decision, you end up with a ripple effect, which can then lead to many, many more decisions. So if you quickly buy something that you can't afford, what's the ripple effect of that? More decisions.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
It's good to be here.
And also, you did a great job this past Sunday at the Food for Thought Market Square in downtown Belleville. You were one of the guest speakers, and one of the things you said was we all should try to connect more with people. And you said if you see somebody, say hi to them when you're out and about, as you're walking down the street or if you're in a store or anywhere. It's nice to do a greeting.
Well, it is, because, you know, as a community, we don't necessarily have all the resources that we might need for mental health or for, you know, any kind of services that we talked about last week in terms of addiction. But what we do have is the ability to make people feel connected in this community, where they know that somebody cares about them. They know that there's somebody that can reach out, that they can reach out to if they need support. So that connectedness, and I really believe that's what Food for Thought is all about, is connecting people to one another.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Helena.
For more help, Julie, if anybody wants to reach out to you or your partners and wants some therapy or to talk to someone,
feel free to give us a call at 613-962-1852. Thanks
so much. Dr. Julie Galthorpe, let's go to Helena now on the news center.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.